Welcome to a special edition of The Gospel Truth. Today, we're broadcasting from the new CBC property in Woodland Park, Colorado, where several Healing Journeys families have gathered together for a special reunion. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to a special edition of the Gospel Truth broadcast. As you can tell by looking, we are at the sanctuary. That's the name that I've given to this 157 acres that the Lord blessed us with in Woodland Park, Colorado. We're going to be building a Charis Bible College campus here. And this lodge is just a bonus, just a blessing that God gave us, threw it in with the property, and we are so blessed to be here. And this is a special program where I'm going to be interviewing Dave and Connie Weisskopf. And we have a little Healing Journeys DVD with her testimony of being healed of cancer. Dave was healed of a heart problem. There was a lot of emotional things that went in with this. And anyway, it is a powerful, powerful video. So what we're going to do is first watch a shortened version of this. And then we're going to come back and I'm going to be sharing with Dave and Connie Weisskopf about the miracle that God did in their life. So let's watch this and then we'll be right back.
I was raped at gunpoint 5 times by a man that I had dated in college. And I had broken up with him because he was abusive, of course, after just a few months of dating him, and he broke into my home and raped me. I became pregnant and terminated that child.
For 25 years, feelings of pain, anger and insecurity kept her running from the commitment of a marriage relationship.
It was probably 12 years ago, though, that the Lord called me to marry my husband, David. We had dated years prior, and we had broken up because I gave my life to Christ and he had not. We were actually living together at the time, and God miraculously worked in my husband's heart, changed his life.
Newly married, Connie and David began to seek God, like many other couples, through regular church attendance.
The head of women's ministry at the church that I belong to invited us to a banquet for a pregnancy center, and never heard of one before, never knew they existed. A woman was giving her testimony about terminating a child, about abortion. My husband and I had done that before we got married. We never talked about it. We never wanted anyone to know. I never certainly did. And I had never told my husband that I had made that choice prior. For the first time in my life, my husband and I began to talk about the choices we had made before we were married.
Both Connie and I came upon some health challenges.
It became more evident that he was tired a lot and was diagnosed with a heart condition.
She'd had, I think, felt some lumps in her breast, and so finally convinced her to go see a doctor. And they said we needed to do a biopsy, and they did the biopsy.
When I first was diagnosed, I'm going to tell you that my friends, well-meaning, and family, well-meaning, said, this is the time you need to find out everything, you know, doctors say about breast cancer. Well, the Lord spoke to me and said, no, Connie, this is when you need to find out everything I say about healing. And Andrew Womack's ministry had a lot of that for me. And on my way home, the Lord spoke to me and said, Connie, you don't even believe me that I've forgiven your sins. How will you believe me for your healing? I went home and wept that day, and I'm like, God, I searched every scripture there was on what he did at the cross, why he sent his son. Andrew's teachings brought me to that as well. I continued to just, read the word, listen, the healing scriptures. You've already got it. God wants you well. I emailed Andrew's ministry and asked them if he could come and pray for me because I sought out people who, when they prayed, when they spoke, there was fruit. I didn't see a lot of that in other And someone graciously emailed me back and said, well, he's a very busy man. But you know what? He is going to be ministering in Colorado Springs this next weekend. So I went to that church early on Sunday morning where he was ministering. I went into the sanctuary and sat down and was just waiting. And then all of a sudden, I just felt the Lord's little nudge and said, go out into the lobby now. And I ran smack face into Andrew. And,
Oh, hi. So you want to be healed?
Yes.
You ready to receive?
I'm ready to receive.
Connie is healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you've done it. We pray.
It was a simple prayer. The healing manifest that day, I believe, that moment when he prayed and when I heard. I didn't have enough faith not to go have the surgery yet, and didn't believe enough yet. So anyway, I went in for the surgery for my breast cancer.
You know, the doctor came back out and talked to the family afterwards, and he said he felt really good about the procedure. And
they called me the very next day, which is unheard of, and the doctor said to me, Connie, we don't know what happened. All the cancer was gone.
I know what happened. Jesus healed me.
And my husband and I just began to rejoice because we knew what happened, and I told my doctor that I know what happened. I have this incredible God who has healing, and that's what happened. Shortly after that, my husband asked me if I would pray for him, for his healing, for his heart, because they basically gave him a death sentence and said, you know, there's nothing more we can do. You just get to go home and die. You have 3 to 5 years, probably three. So one night he asked me to pray, and it was probably 2 weeks or so later.
One night at dinner, I had started thinking about the fact that I really hadn't felt this fluttering or the arrhythmia in my heart for some time, and I checked my pulse.
Kind of had a strange look on his face, and I'm like, what's up?
I just looked at Connie and said, this is kind of freaky, but my pulse is really steady.
It's normal.
So now I get to live this awesome life with Jesus and my husband, because he believed and received all that our Lord has.
Praise God. Isn't that awesome? You know, if it wasn't for the Lord, Connie Weisskopf might not be sitting here today, but Jesus healed her of cancer.
Amen.
That is awesome.
It's awesome.
I was out, we had a picnic today with all of these people that we're doing these healing journeys with, and I was watching the little kids who couldn't have lived run around. I was looking at you, Mike Hesh, other people that have been healed of cancer. And just thinking, what an awesome, awesome God we have. So that's wonderful. And, you know, you may not have noticed this, but Dave pointed out while we were watching it that another benefit is his hair went from white. So, man, it restores your youth, and just wonderful things happen. That's great.
When you serve this awesome God, he does awesome things.
Amen. Amen. So how has this affected your life? What's happened since God healed you, Connie?
Well, first of all, I still work at the pregnancy center, and I've had people from all over calling me, finding me at the pregnancy center, asking me, women who've walked through the same thing that I did, and asking me, do you think God could heal me? Because a lot of them are suffering physically as well
now,
as emotionally.
Now, are they seeing this DVD?
After seeing your show and the DVD and finding me, they see Healing Choices is on the end of the DVD, mm-hmm. and where I work. And they find me and call me and say, you know, I made that same choice, and they're hurting and living in shame and guilt. And I'm like, that's not the God that we serve. And they'll ask for prayer, and I'll send them, you know, some of your literature or tell them to call your ministry to receive that.
You know, the shortened version, I don't think, had it on there, but in the longer version, you were dealing with a lot of guilt and condemnation about prior abortions. And then Dave and you were at a meeting or something where you started talking about it, and you realized you couldn't receive from God because you didn't feel worthy of his love.
I didn't. I thought, how could this God that I grew up with, he was, you know, a religious God. He, in the religion that I grew up in, he was there only if you, you know, confessed every sin and you lived this incredible life with him, and I certainly had not lived that life. So the shame and the guilt was powerful. And so how could I receive from a God like that? But the God that I now know is a God of grace Amen. And mercy and has that for you.
You know, I really believe that this is the hang-up with most people. It's not that they doubt God's ability. They doubt God's willingness to use his ability on their behalf because they don't feel worthy.
Yep.
And, you know, we've interviewed a number of our people that have been on these healing journeys, and everyone had to deal with this same thing and find out who they were in Christ before they could really receive his healing power.
I see that with a lot of the women that come into the center still. It's that love of a God that they so long to have. And so we get to do that there. We get to, to lead them to Jesus Christ, the healer, the forgiver of every sin, the provider. And that's who they longed to meet and didn't know him and didn't think they were worthy of his grace and love.
And, you know, often we'll put things into category and say that you were physically healed of cancer, which that's wonderful. But really, you're healing emotionally of the shame and the guilt. Those things work together. And I think one reason that some people don't receive their healing is because they carry this guilt and shame around and they don't ever let the Lord heal them. You were telling me that, I forgot the statistics, but it was astronomical, the number of Christian women who have dealt with things just like this.
Statistically, they say 75% of the women who terminate a child say that they are Christians and believers when they make that choice. So there are a lot of hurting women and men, because alongside of a girl is a young man too, and it affects them powerfully too.
And you also said that in a church, there's what percentage of...
43%. When you stand in church every Sunday morning or whatever day you go, 43% of the women there have made that choice to terminate a child.
And you know, we don't always bring this out, but I guarantee you, if a person is sitting there dealing with the shame and the guilt and feeling unworthy, they may be praying for a healing of cancer and not connect the two. But the reason this cancer, the manifestation of their healing isn't manifest, is because of this guilt and shame that they're bearing.
That's true.
It's got to be dealt with. It's awesome. So Dave, you were also healed. We talked about that a little bit. What was wrong with you?
Well, after being up here and talking with some of my new friends, it seems pretty minor, but I had a heart condition.
It was a death threat.
Well,
that's not minor.
It wasn't as painful, I should say. Mm-hmm. I had what was called ventricular tachycardia, which is where the heart beats at sometimes at over 100 beats per minute. And it was more of an annoyance than anything else at first, but after going to a doctor, they told me what some of the ramifications could be. And so my fear kind of stayed with me, and I got into a cardiologist and eventually was referred to an electrophysiocardiologist. And long story short is some medications didn't work and went into what they called an ablation therapy, which was about a 7-hour procedure where they went in and looked at the heart, found where this problem was. Just the tip of a pin on the left side of my heart was causing my heart to do this. So went in, burned it, supposedly to take care of it. And they were, like I said, I was in there for 7 hours. Just finally the doctor said, you know, I think we need to give this a break. You're still having these episodes. So
after 7 hours, they basically said it wasn't working?
Wasn't working. I'm going to send you to another specialist. So a couple weeks after that is when we had the little episode at dinner where I really felt my heart had changed. And it was probably for a couple of reasons, physically and emotionally. But and I wasn't feeling that. I took my pulse and we just felt, wow, this is awesome. I went in to see another specialist and we did the same routine, the tests and the cardiograms, and he looked at him and said, so this is yours. I don't see the problem. It looks normal. They said, yeah, that's what I thought we'd see.
Amen. That's awesome. So how has this changed the two of you? You've seen cancer healed. You've been set free from the shame and guilt. You've seen your heart healed. this is bound to have a profound impact on not only your relationship with the Lord, but with other people.
Well, absolutely. One of the things, though, is there's every day there's opportunity for Satan and the lies of the enemy to come in and bring sickness on you. Mm-hmm. But because of being built up, first of all, through our healing and then through the Word of God, that opportunity doesn't take foot. You know, no weapon formed against us will prosper. You know, when you're solid in the Word, you have to feed that. You have to plant those seeds and continue to plant water.
So it's not like just a one-time thing that you built yourself up and believed God, and now that you got your healing, you don't have to trust Him anymore.
No.
You know, I heard Oral Roberts say that it takes more faith to live in the destiny that your faith creates than it is before. And once you take a stand on healing like that and you begin to move to another level, you have to increase your faith to live there, because you now got a huge target drawn on your back. He'll come after you.
Absolutely.
So it takes, you have to maintain your faith.
And being in a great gospel teaching church makes a big difference too. Yeah. And listening to your teachings and being in the Word, you know, sitting under unbelief is not going to feed my believer for me.
Well, I know your pastor very well, and he's a strong man in healing. Were you going to that church before you got healed?
I had just started. I had probably visited once before I got healed and continued. And they have had healing rooms at the time, mm-hmm. so I continued to go to the healing rooms, not to get healed again, but to build my faith and to build that believer in me that I knew that God said we'd be doing the greater, you know, no weapon formed. By His stripes were healed. I knew and stood on those truths. And so going and getting prayed for more than once fed that.
So what happened? I prayed for you that time at the church. Mm-hmm. And did you feel anything different right then? Or
no, I didn't feel any different, but I knew that at that moment the Lord His word went through, and I believed it and received it.
So when they went in and did the surgery, they actually took out part of your breast, and there was no need to.
No.
There was nothing in it.
No, I got a little lift. Sorry. But no, there was no need for the surgery. So they called the very next day and said, there's nothing there. Not that they had got the cancer out, but there was nothing in any of the tissue that they had cut out of me. So
what did that do to your faith? You think you're strong enough now that if you had something, you could just stand?
Absolutely. I don't even go to the doctor anymore.
Absolutely, yeah. She has. I at first said, here's the notice from the doc. Need to get back for a checkup. Nope, not going.
Doctor didn't help you the first time.
No.
You know, I want to make it clear that I'm not against doctors. That you ought to leave the doctors for the people that don't know how to trust God.
Amen.
They're busy and overworked as it is. And if you can really trust God, He can take care of anything that comes against us.
Yeah, and there's been opportunity for me to, you know, receive sickness and that during this time. But standing on the Word, and does it always go away? And am I always successful right away? Absolutely not. You know, but there are, more often than not, I just stand on the truth and the healing manifests. It's done.
Well, you know, there's probably people watching this program that are dealing with cancer, or either in themselves or in somebody else, and you know all of the things that go with that, the fear and the things that come against you. What would you tell those people? How was it that you reached out and received your healing?
Again, it was through your teachings were phenomenal. God wants you well. You've already got it. The true nature of God. Listen to the truth, the Word of God. It, you know, there is no fear in God. So when you hear the truth and you replace the lies and the traditions of men with the truth of who God is, it takes away that fear. There was a peace after being prayed for and listening to God's truth that just washed over me. That the fear went away, mm-hmm. the anxiety of what the world would tell you was gone.
You know, the same thing happened with me with my son when he died. And I took a stand of faith. I spoke my faith. I started praying in tongues and doing some things. But then in just a very short few minutes, I just reached a place to where I knew that I knew. And I don't know how to describe that, but I bet you felt that exact same
just
thing.
Peace.
And somehow or another, it's like You're no longer trying to believe God. You are believing. You know that you are.
Yeah.
But you have to start sometimes when it is a struggle and speak your faith and stand and fight to reach that place to where you are truly trusting in the Lord. And it doesn't happen unless you pursue it.
Now, I have people who come to me often at the center, and I pray, and we pray at the center for healings, you know, whether it's emotional or physical. But I'm not one of those people that you're going to come to if you want to be pat on the back. And my friends know that, but they will come if they need healing. And some people accuse me of being not very sensitive. And I'm like, would you rather I be sensitive and you die with your sickness, or do you want the truth? And I'll just lay hands on you and we'll get rid of this.
What was the term you used earlier? Extremist?
Extremist.
That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, I was interviewing Alan and Debbie Moore, and that's the way she is. And people think she's stronger than 5 acres of garlic. And but that's the kind of person that gets result. And it's not just a personality. It's the word. You can get the word gets on the inside of you, and literally, it nearly dictates your responses. You're just so full of the word, it controls how you respond to these things.
Yeah.
And when people fall apart like a $2 suitcase, one of my favorite sayings, it's because they don't have the word in them. We in ourselves are not capable of dealing with life and death issues the way that you did. That's because you had been putting God's word on the inside of you. And I can't overstress that, how important it is.
And how powerful our words are, too. You know, people would come in and try and speak death. Their words can speak life or death. Mm-hmm. And to even your own words, you know, to start, if there's anybody out there suffering and needing a healing, to begin to speak life over yourself. You are healed by Jesus' stripes.
Amen.
He paid the price.
Amen. Well, I'm so thrilled that you're healed, both of you.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen.
And it's been great to get to know you a little bit during this Healing Journeys reunion and to hear the testimony. And I know God's going to use you powerfully to reach a lot of people.
Okay. We've met a lot of good people.
Awesome.
We have.
And you know what? Again, I just want to stress that there are many of you watching this program, and maybe you've heard that God can heal, but you're kind of on the fence. Maybe you believe He does heal, but you aren't sure about Him healing you. Connie's testimony and Dave's testimony ought to be a powerful testimony. I mean, they knew this, but they just didn't feel worthy to receive it. And they reached out and let the love of God minister to them. And because of that, they were able to receive these miraculous healings. And I know that this exact same thing is true for every one of you. Regardless of what your situation is, God wants you well. And He is not upset at you. God is not punishing you. This is not His way of withdrawing from you because you haven't been everything you should be. I want you to know that God wants you well. And just as Dave and Connie have shared today, I believe that it works for us today and it's available to any person. He's already provided. It's just a matter of you reaching out and receiving it. So we have a number on your screen, and I'd like to encourage you to call and let somebody pray with you. Connie came and asked me just to pray with her. I didn't pray a big prayer. It was just very simple. It was her faith, and all it was a point of contact. She just needed somebody to agree with her. We've got people standing by at the phones right now that would love to pray with you, and this could be your day to be healed. So I encourage you to call that number. Also, we have an entire package of materials about healing. It will include the testimony about Connie and Dave being healed on one of these DVDs, teaching that I have on God Wants You Well. And I tell you, it could make the difference in you or someone you know living or dying. So I want to encourage you to listen to our announcer and then call or write today and receive these materials.
The complete story of Connie Weisskopf's healing is included on the Healing Journeys Volume 3 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of Andrew's new healing package, which includes Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3, the God Wants You Well booklet, and the new Healing MP3 USB card that includes over 43 hours of teaching from 7 of Andrew's series, God Wants You Well, How to Receive God's Best, How to Flow in the Gifts of the Holy Spirit, A Better Way to Pray, How to Receive a Miracle, Spirit, Soul, and Body, and You've Already Got It. The package has a value of $345, but today you can get the entire healing package for a gift of just $100 or more. The God Wants You Well booklet is available for a gift of any amount. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you write or call. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar January 5th through the 7th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance January 19th through the 21st, and in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 9th through the 11th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
This is your invitation to join Andrew Wallach and successful businessman and ministry board member Paul Milligan this Thursday on our website for a special live stream video event. The topic? Recession. No thanks, I'm not participating. Go to awmi.net and click on the link on our homepage. You can't afford to miss it. Experience the new Charis Bible College School of Healing, Thursday afternoons from 1 to 3 p.m. in the CBC Auditorium, 850 Elkton Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Log on to charisbiblecollege.org for more information.
The chains fell off, my heart was free.
Responding. Real people worshiping a real God in real time. Responding, uplifting praise and intimate worship on compact disc. Recorded live at Charis Bible College in Colorado Springs, Colorado. To order your copy of Responding, log on now to awmi.net or charisbiblecollege.org.